Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Rachel Levis, a.k.a. Raquel from Vanderpump Rules, is speaking out about the scandal.
Dun, dun, dun.
So she's doing a three-part interview with Bethany Frankel on her podcast.
I wonder why she chose Bethany, by the way.
Well, I think Bethany reached out to her because she's doing like this whole reality reckoning thing where mm-hmm. she kind of wants them to be, reality stars to be on strike, like how actors are on strike, where they want better pay for literally exploiting their lives. And so what better person to kick it off with than Raquel / Rachel, who just made Bravo millions of dollars with the whole scandal ball. I mean, just to put this into perspective, the first reunion episode for this season is the most watched Bravo episode of any series in more than 9 years.
Wow.
And it is the most watched Vanderpump Rules episode of all time. And so she's made the network a ton of money.
Gotcha.
And Rachel now.
Well, okay, well, is it Rachel? I thought it was Raquel.
She changed it. And honestly, because I watched.
Back to Rachel, because it was Rachel, Raquel, Rachel.
Now it's Rachel. And honestly, that was the most interesting part of this whole, like, you know, 2-hour interview that I had to watch, where she basically explained why she changed her name back to Rachel. So that's her birth name. That's what she was born with. And she decided, like, in elementary school to change it to Raquel because there were too many Rachels in her class. So she's like, well, I want to be different. And then she became Raquel Levis. Now there's so much bad PR with the name Raquel Levis. That I kind of think she's backtracking and, you know, embracing her roots.
Got it.
So honestly, that's like in the first 10 minutes of part one. You can just watch that and that's the end. That's like the most interesting thing. But she is kind of explaining, you know, the reasons why she decided to have this affair with Tom Sandoval. Tom was dating Ariana Maddox and they were together for like 10 years. These are two cast members on the show. And it was this huge deal because apparently Ariana and Raquel / Rachel were really good friends. But on this interview, Rachel's like, yeah, we actually really weren't that good of friends at all. It was kind of like acquaintances and, you know, we were just like friends because we were close by, like friends by proximity. And so that's A, one of the reasons why she justifies it. But B, she also said that Tom used the term business partners to describe Tom and Ariana's relationship. He's like, yeah, we're really more of a brand at this point. Which I find very confusing because then she goes on to say that in this, she went to like a facility in Phoenix to like do a deep dive on her mental health. She said that she learned something about herself is that A, she's like addicted to love and, you know, really intense emotions and she confuses that for intimacy. But she also said that she had to do this deep dive to discover why she's attracted to unavailable men.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what is it? Was he, you know, basically just in a business relationship with Ariana, or was he in a genuine relationship with Ariana and you were attracted to him because he was unavailable? So there was a little bit of confusion there. But the other main bombshell that she drops in this interview is that she is not planning to return for season 11, which I think is a major mistake because your salary for the upcoming season, like season 11, that's determined by the ratings for season 10. So if you're going to complain about not getting money now, girl, get your bag.
Facts.
I mean, could there potentially be a redemption arc in, like, if she signed on for another season, or could she just be get doo-dooed on even more than she already is? Because, I mean, she became public enemy number one, even, I mean, if not as much as Tom.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, if you don't do the reality show, you don't even have that option.
Mm-hmm.
And she has so much leverage that I really think it's a mistake to not do season 11 because she could come on. She's got all the cards. She could ask for a ton of money. I know that Tom got a according to Rachel in this interview, he got a producing credit for season 11. So he's going to get money from that. I think she really should have walked into that negotiation room, guns a-blazing, and saying, you know what? I gave y'all this season. Mm-hmm. The show, she said in this interview that their executive producer went on the record and said that this the next season was going to get canceled if it wasn't for season 10. So she's got all this leverage. I don't know why she didn't use it. It's crazy to me.
Well, maybe after doing her deep dive and going to the mental health facility, she just doesn't think it's going to be good for her mental well-being. And maybe she's just not strong enough to do it.
Yeah, that's a healthy response. But girl, get your money.
Sometimes mental health is more important than money.
Yeah, she said she was in debt. I'm like, you know what? Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But speaking of money, maybe she should have gone to a Drake show, because Drake just gifted one of his fans in the audience a Birkin bag.
What?
Yeah, I know, right? I'm like, why did I spend all my money to go to the Eras tour? I could have been front row at Drake and leave him with a bag.
Yep. He gave a rando fan a Birkin bag. And for those that don't know, Birkin bags by Hermes, these bags run like $10,000 to $20,000, if not more.
Well,
on the resale market, they can go for $30,000. But I think the bag that he gifted her could have been somewhere between $40,000 and $400,000.
What?
But I have this theory that it's actually SZA that he gave it to, because SZA showed up to one of his shows in like full incognito like dress up mode. She had like a mustache on.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know Drake and SZA used to date.
They did.
And Drake has gone on the record and has said that he collects Birkins because he wants to be able to one day gift his one true love all these Birkins. So I have this theory that maybe SZA and Drake are going to date. Maybe she was secretly in the audience and he gave her the Birkin bag. I don't know. That's just like my fan fiction.
It's possible.
Run off.
Man dates everybody. So it's very possible.
For more stories, head to thebirdshow.com. Click eBuzz.
The Bird Show.